The tariffs, we try to understand why the administration imposed those tariffs. And those tariffs are based on the fact that some countries in the world, and you can appreciate who they are basically dumping their overcapacity to United States and Canada, not only to United States, but to our country as well. So we're facing the same problem. And we don't think that by imposing tariffs on Canada, which is your biggest ally in the world, will resolve the issue with those other countries. That's why we've worked extensively. We understand the 232. We understand the national security issue. We don't think we are a threat to the United States. In fact, we're fighting wars together as we speak. Somehow the administration didn't want to hear that initially, and they imposed tariffs on Canada, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. This is, at the end of the day, going to impact the American consumer and, of course, the Canadian consumer, because someone will have to pay for those tariffs. And I visited this morning Bombardier and Nova Bus, and there are some parts that are moving across the border every day, every week. They're transformed. And now if they're steel or aluminum, they get tariff when they go out and when they come back to some degree. And it creates a bureaucracy that is not necessary between two countries that are making things together, because that's what we are doing. So preventing the fact that the tariffs could eventually stay forever, the government of Canada is trying to find a way to help its Canadian industry, and that's why the discussions are going on at the moment. There is no law at the moment. There is no real program, but it's being discussed. And this, it certainly will have an impact, because if you're helping your business in a certain way, it has an impact the other way around. So to us, the best way would be just to get rid of those tariffs for Canada, exempt Canada. Currently, the Department of Commerce is looking at every demand by every company. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that have already filed a demand for exemption. So you can imagine the bureaucracy in Washington is overwhelmed by this, and the response is coming gradually from those demands. So that's the situation we're in. But going backwards, why in the world would you impose tariffs on a friendly ally with whom you've been doing business for 400 years?
We started by talking about the impact on steel and aluminum, but what other products in particular would the tariffs affect in Quebec?
Well, think of aluminum and steel. You just watch in your office, there are plenty of things here, including the microphone in which we are speaking, that are made of both steel and aluminum. So it's impacting our daily life constantly. Cars are being manufactured. I mean, I was with in Kentucky not too long ago. The F-150 and F-250 Ford trucks are made partly with Quebec-based aluminum. So by imposing a 10% tariff on aluminum, you're increasing the cost of a car or a truck by a certain factor. So at the end of the day, it will be the American consumer and the Canadian consumer that will pay for that, because we're buying goods that you're using our steel and aluminum and you're selling back to us. So we will pay for those tariffs at the end of the day as well. So this is why we don't think that there is a need for that. So the impact is big, and what it's also creating, and that's probably the most dangerous thing, Pat, it's creating uncertainty. If you're a business person and you don't know what's going to happen, you're waiting. We don't see it now because the economy is booming, the unemployment is at its lowest, jobs are being created. But when the economy will eventually face a different situation, we will see the impact of all this immensely, and this is what we don't want to see.
There was a recent conference in Vermont with the New England governors and Eastern Canadian premiers. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard mentioned that some business interests are beginning to consider that if the tariffs end up being long-term, they might change the supply chain from north-south to east-west. If that occurs, what would happen to Quebec and New York's relationship?
Well, Pat, for New York State, Canada is the number one client. You sell more to Canada than you sell to the UK, France, Germany, and Japan combined as a state. For Canada, New York State is the number one client by far. And for Quebec, even more. There are 16,000 companies in Quebec that do business in the U.S. 16,000. And I don't know how many thousands of companies in there. It's enormous. The other thing, the NAFTA deal with Canada has created something around 9 million jobs in the U.S. in the last 25 years. And the deal with Mexico has created another 5 million jobs. We're talking 14 million jobs, high-paying jobs, in America alone. I'm not talking Canada and Mexico because it has created jobs there as well. So this is the situation we're in. We understand why the administration wants a better, a fairer and a better deal. We also understand the fact that the internet and all those things didn't exist when NAFTA was being designed. And there's a new world order, a new world market out there that is completely different than what it was 25 years ago. So we understand that, and we are at the table to discuss those things. But at the same time, imposing tariffs on Canada, in our estimation, is the wrong way to go, and it will not create wealth in the U.S. nor in Canada. It just creates a larger bureaucracy to try to administer that. I was just at a meeting today at lunch with business executives here in Plattsburgh and union executives, and we talked on the impact of their business. And one person said, well, I don't know how much I will pay my steel. My contract, that is a two-month contract, is up for renewal next week, and I have no idea what the impact will be. Another said, usually we have a three-month leeway of what's going on because our buyers are asking us to make sure that the contract that we will sign, the price will be valid for 3 months. Now it's gone down to 7 days. So we're now starting to see some impact. It's very insidious, but it's getting an impact, and it's creating uncertainty in the mind of business executive, which is not good. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to understand that, to appreciate that, and to get certainly my folks in Quebec better understand that, but also to get your people to better understand the impact of uncertainty, and get your Congress representatives and your senators, whether it's in Albany or in Washington, to better appreciate that, so that And I honestly, with regard to NAFTA, I don't think the business community in Canada and the business community in the United States in the last 20 years have done a good job demonstrating how good this thing has been. All of a sudden, it's under scrutiny, and now we are trying to run very quickly with something that is extremely complex.
With NAFTA, most people who support the North American Free Trade Agreement say there could be a few changes made to it. For the province of Quebec, would any changes overall that Canada agreed to be palatable, or does Quebec want certain changes that maybe Canada doesn't necessarily agree with?
Well, Canada is a very decentralized federation. But with regard to NAFTA, I can assure you that all the premiers have been at the same table to discuss the major issue. And we have a representative, the former minister of finance, who was with the premier in Stowe last week, Sunday and Monday, to make sure that the interests of Quebec are understood by the negotiators of Canada that are sitting at the table with Mexico and the United States. At the moment, I see that all of our ducks are aligned. Now, like any family, there are some people that want more butter on their toast. Others prefer jam. Others prefer eggs. So we are having those discussions. But at the moment, Canada is very united in wanting to not renegotiate, but really to modernize NAFTA, which need to be modernized. There is no question about that, and it is being modernized as we speak.
How long before both countries and the province of Quebec really begin to feel the economic negatives from both the tariffs and any delay in the NAFTA renegotiations?
It's happening now. As I said, when you create uncertainty, you stop investing. You just wait and see. Oh, we'll wait and see what's going to happen. We'll wait and see how the government will operate with this. We'll wait and see is there going to be some kind of support system given the negative. So we don't see it because the economy is booming at the moment, but the moment the economy will operate in a different way, we will see the impact of that. It's like water when it goes down. All of a sudden, you see the rocks and everything in the lake. At the moment, the water is very high, so everything is beautiful and smooth. But we don't think it's a good idea to be creating that kind of hurdle in the future, which will have negative impact on both sides of the border. So that's why I'm here. That's why we're talking about that. That's why I guess I'm here with you today to get your listeners to better appreciate the situation.